Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In Psalm 39, the psalmist writes, "Lord, let me know my end, and what is the measure of my days. Let me know how fleeting my life is, for I am your passing guest, an alien like all my forebears." You know, I find that whenever we discover ourselves in a place, like a physical location that fills us with peace, contentment, and joy, we can find ourselves imagining how we can own that moment or that place. You know, could we buy a home there? Or how can we get there more frequently? Can we find a way to make sure that each of the days of our lives are that blissful? Essentially, I think we want to figure out in those moments how to recreate that moment and that place instead of just enjoying it for what it is, a wonderfully fragile moment to be savored. Now, this scripture reminds us that we own nothing. The psalmist goes on to say, "You have made my days a few handbreadths. Surely everyone stands as a mere breath. Surely everyone goes about like a shadow." It might be uncomfortable, but the truth is God owns everything. We are only, as the psalmist says, passing guests in this world. But when we grasp that truth, we are free to stop our anxious striving for more, for euphoric fulfillment, and for ownership of life. As God's guests in life, we're free to accept God's care, to trust in God's provision, to be respectful of God's creation. I mean, what a wonderful way to live. Like our ancestors before us, if we can come to terms with the brevity of life, if we can let go of our restless desire for permanence in this world, then perhaps we can get on with living life to its fullest. Let's pray. Lord, we often say that we want it all, or at least we act like we want it all. We can anxiously strive to own everything we can, even to try to own life itself. Lord God, help us to let go of those futile and fruitless pursuits. Help us to claim our role as your guest in this world. And forgive us our anxious overreaching. And help us to live fully in the blessing of this present moment. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.